I'm back in this motherfucker for another edition after your mother. And like I said on Instagram, I was going to give y'all two episodes. This is the first one. It's going to be the fuck work saga. Because as y'all all know, I got fucking fired from some bullshit company that subcontracts out to Amazon. I still actually have a subcontracting job, right? So I didn't really break stride. Just the money has been readjusted. In any event, I don't break stride. I don't miss a beat. I be about that bread, right? But my subcontracting shit has been lagging in the last couple of days. And just to make sure I don't fucking fall behind on bills, right? Because all my credit cards are paid up. I got about another 27 days till they start running into me again. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I took this little bullshit job. I ain't gonna say the name of the company. At least not right now. If they piss me off, I'll tell y'all. But it's a sub shop, right? And I'm doing a delivery driving gig, right? Trying to churn out a nice little $50, $60 in about 5 hours, right? So that I can add that with the money I do with my subcontracting job. And I can rake in about a roughly about $120 a day. So that shit has been working out like that. Last couple of days have been kind of, you know what I'm saying, slow. So I picked this shit up last week. But I'm at the fucking sub shop place. And it's a white boy. He's a subordinate employee. He's not the fucking manager. He's not the store manager, supervisor, ain't shit, right? Fucking scab. The manager is actually black, right? Or at least all of the managers are black, actually. And white niggas hate taking direction from black people. So now that I'm new, I think this motherfucker has to be about 24, 23, some shit like that, right? Compared to me, he's a fucking kid. I haven't been 24 since fucking before Obama was president. So I don't have temperament to deal with 20-something year olds. Because I don't fucking play right now. You get to 36, you become... You get to an age where you don't really take a lot of shit from nobody. I mean, I never took shit from nobody. But at 36, I ain't trying to hear nobody. I don't give a fuck who you are. You know what I'm saying? But, white boy sees me on my cell phone, right? And I guess takes it upon himself to tell the passively aggressively ask me to do some shit like he's an authority figure, right? And I think they might have rung up a sandwich. So this dumb motherfucker is making a sandwich and gonna turn to me and ask, hey, do you mind helping me? You live long enough, though, you can read between the lines when people are saying something. When people say shit, the older you get, sometimes you know it's not what they're saying, but how they're saying the shit. So he was actually saying, can I help him? As to say, in a passive aggressive way, can I get off the phone and do some work? White niggas just love to give demands, right? They love to give directives and shit. Even when they not the fucking manager. So, I'm a helping person at any job that I be at, right? I ain't a dickhead. If you need help, I'll help you. But if you try to be passive aggressive and tell me to do some work in a subtle manner, right? You can fuck yourself. And that's what he was doing. So, I surmised what he was doing. I looked at the ticket. He had one fucking sandwich for me to take on the delivery. So to not be an asshole, I said, yo, you got one sandwich. That was me saying, motherfucker, I ain't doing shit. Because you don't need help. So he looks at me. You know what I'm saying? And so I had to look at him and say, yo, what you need? Right now, I'm in a workplace of employment, so I'm not trying to directly threaten a motherfucker. Even though I've been known to directly threaten a motherfucker. I was trying not to be that George, right? You know what I'm saying? So I shot him a menacing look, and I said, what do you need? He didn't need shit, and he knew it. And he froze up, right? I guess the manager, black dude, sees the shit and takes it upon himself to defuse the situation. Which I don't think he needed to, because I wasn't going to get rah-rah with the white dude. Had he asked me again, I'd have told him, yo, leave me the fuck alone. So in that case, he probably needed to help out. Because I wouldn't have been so tactful after that, right? Now, in the week of working there, this isn't the first time this motherfucker's actually did that shit, right? While coming back on a delivery one day last week, the nigga returns me from a delivery. Like, my man, I ain't asked you to touch my shit. Don't worry about me. Now, one person could say, well, maybe he was doing it just to be nice, right? He saw that you went on a delivery, and he tried to be nice. He want to clock you back in and all this shit. That's not why he did it. He did the shit because he was trying to actually be a manager. And I've worked around these motherfuckers, right? White niggas especially. Nobody does this shit like white people. Namely white men. White bitches don't try to be your manager. At least they never tried to be mine. If a white bitch is in a position of subordinates, she doesn't try to be more than what the fuck she is. Maybe with the sisters, but that's never happened to me. Black people, when they're not in a position of authority, most black people don't try to tell you shit. So much so that a nigga won't tell you what the fuck you need to do. You get fucked up fucking with this nigga because he won't inform you what you should be doing. Because most black people figure, I don't get paid enough to tell nobody shit, so that's what I'm going to do. Not tell nobody shit. So much to a fault, like to the detriment. You fuck around, you didn't know you was supposed to wipe shit down. This nigga didn't say shit, right? Because he didn't want to be the manager because he wasn't. It's only white guys that take initiative to tell people, especially black and brown people, what the fuck to do. I've had to check these motherfuckers several times. This isn't the first rodeo for me. I worked at a fucking salad shop, and I know y'all saying, God damn, OG, you like 36, and you be working these underachieving jobs, because I don't give a fuck. No, that's not why. I'm an author, an artist, I need flexibility. A lot of these labor, blue-collar labor jobs, right? Like, you can switch shifts at a whim, or you can call off, or, you know what I'm saying? You can request certain scheduled time frames, right? So I need that, because I don't want to be confined to a fucking building for 9 hours, right? Not like I used to. I used to do that shit. It's a new day, bruh. But, yeah, I was working at a salad shop, right? And I wouldn't say I was low, underachieving and shit. I was writing a book, my first book. And the job was conducive. I got tips. I got $12 an hour. Every 2 weeks, the check was like $900. What the fuck? I don't have kids. It's amazing when you're 36 or when you're in your 30s how low you can make and still be all right, right? Even though I should be going back to school or some dumb shit. But in any event, I was working at a salad shop, right? And it was this buff-ass white boy named Sean, right? And Sean was a MMA trainer, right? He used to be in mixed martial arts. I think he said he knew jujitsu and all this shit. I don't give a fuck, right? Like, this is the shit that white niggas that take up some type of fighting fighting style, they feel like they have an upper hand. What they don't know about the brothers: one, I can fight. Two, I don't give a fuck if you do know that shit, because if you use it on me, if you put me in the hospital, when I get out, I'm shooting this motherfucker up. And I think I might have said something to that effect, right? Because he was passive aggressive, and I was in Seattle, a passive aggressive city. And you know what I'm saying, I was working at a salad shop, and I took the Windex and I sprayed the motherfucking sneeze guard, right? But it had cracks in between it, right? So he gonna say, you should probably spray the napkin and then wipe the glass so that you don't get sprayed between, you know what I'm saying? So the spray don't go through the sneeze guard and get on the salad. But I wasn't spraying it that fucking hard, right? And I wasn't spraying it near the, you know what I'm saying, the opening between the glass panels. So I said, yo, mind your fucking business. And he gonna say, well, I'm just letting you know. And I said, well, you ain't the manager. So like I said, mind your business, man. I'm not going to spray the salad. Like, I got this. I'm not spraying it hard anyways. I was squeezing it real lightly. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't that, you know what I'm saying, he wasn't giving me good advice, but you're not the manager. So I kind of don't want to fucking hear it from you. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But he's a white boy. Plus, he knows mixed martial arts. So I guess he must have, like, tried to take that stance, even though he wasn't aggressive, right? So it doesn't matter that you know mixed martial arts if you're a pussy. If you have the demeanor of a bitch-ass nigga, like, it kind of doesn't matter you know how to fight, because I'm probably going to psych you out and beat your ass. So he said it again. You know, say, well, I know I'm not your manager, but I said, I don't give a fuck what you said. You know what I'm saying? But I told him, I said, look it, because he was actually a cool white dude. Overbearing, but cool. I said, look, Sean, check this out. I don't want no problems with you, and I wasn't bothering you, so leave me alone. And I'm only going to ask that one time. And he respected it. I don't know if he read between the lines, and I don't know if he wasn't, you know what I'm saying, not fully committed to fight me. In any event, he leaned the fuck off. At the end of the day, that's the only thing you could ever do. If a man says leave him alone, as a respectful man, if you have any respect and manners, leave him the fuck alone. No matter if you know how to fight. Like, if I met Mike Tyson, I kind of don't give a fuck Iron Mike know how to fight. Son, I said, leave me alone. Because this is going to go one way, right? Even if you kick my ass, this is the unwritten rule that men understand. Men understand, even if you can kick my ass, if I'm about that smoke, that action, right? There's a distinct possibility this is going to be reprised. There's going to be retaliation. Real men know this, of any race or ethnicity, white men, Arab, black, Mexican, it doesn't matter. Asian, Chinese, Bruce Lee would have known the wrong motherfucker to fuck with. And typically the wrong motherfucker to fuck with is a nigga that can't fight. Now, compared to a nigga that knows jiu-jitsu, I probably can't fight, right? But real niggas understand that a real nigga of any race or background ain't fucking playing with you. So it doesn't matter if you kick my ass. If you kick my ass because you're a skilled fighter, there's a slim chance or distinct possibility this shit gonna get revisited. And it ain't gonna go in your favor, because you can fight and I can't. And real men read between the lines, they let it the fuck go. They say, you know what? Especially white boys. See, white boys may take up MMA or boxing and shit. One thing they know is a nigga know how to get his hands on a pistol. So if you kick my ass, do you think I'm really gonna let that shit slide? Like, if you, like, especially if you know how to do MMA, like, you know how to do mixed martial arts, you know, karate, you break my arms, my ribs, my legs, you put me in the hospital, son, when I heal up, I'm shooting and killing you. Or if I don't kill you, I'm critically maiming you. I'm gonna shoot you in your fucking kneecap. You ain't gonna kick shit after that. So I don't give a fuck that you can fight. You might want to let it go. And he did. He let it the fuck go. Plus, on top of all that, between me and y'all, if you fucking know mixed martial arts and you kick my ass, I'm going to get out the hospital and shoot you in your motherfucking head. Because I don't take no losses. And I don't give a fuck about jail. Because I don't want no problems. But I ain't around this motherfucker poking my chest out. And I know how to kick a nigga ass in 13 different flavors. Like, that's unfair, son. So you know what you do with unfairness? You meet it with unfairness. Fight a bullet, nigga. This goes for anybody. I might actually do an Instagram post about this shit. But going back to the story, because I got caught on a mild tangent. The white boy wasn't of no fucking management level. Like, yo, son, leave me the fuck alone. And he was about 5 feet. You really want to leave me the fuck alone? Because if I'm not even a big guy, I'm 5'7". If you are 5 foot nothing, I will beat your ass. I don't care. If you make me look like a giant, I'm going to fight you like I really can fight. Like, I'm going to throw some extra stank on it just because you're little. Because I'm not a big guy. So it's almost like a green light for me to beat up on a little kid. Because that's what you built like if you under the height of 5'7". Now, I know a nigga that's 6'3" might say that about me. But in any event, if you're 5 foot, 5'2", 5'4", and you're like, yo, son, you're the size of a fucking sixth grader. Chill out. So the dude was a little tiny. Like, you want to leave me the fuck alone. Bless you, a white guy, and I don't take kindly to white niggas that are not in a position of authority telling me shit. Even the ones that are. I worked with a nigga, and he was the manager of a restaurant. I think he was 35 when I was 32. And he, you know what I'm saying, he called himself, like, I had a grievance with a white bitch that was getting out of pocket. And I was telling him, and I didn't think he handled the shit correctly. I wanted the bitch to get wrote up. You know what I'm saying? But they don't be punishing them like they punish us. So I told him, I see, he said, well, you know, we'll talk to her and hopefully we'll bring this to, you know, resolve so that we don't have any issues. And I said, yo, ain't good enough. He gonna say, well, I mean, what do you think I should do? I think you should write the bitch up. Why you stalling? And he gonna tell me, well, you know, I've been a manager for 14 years. I think I know what I'm doing. Just because you've been doing some shit for a long time don't mean you've been doing it right. And I told him that shit, and I walked the fuck off. My cousin at the time, well, I said my cousin at the time. My cousin, he worked at that restaurant at the time. He gonna say, yo, you shouldn't have talked to fuck him. I talked to him how I want to talk to him, because he was dead wrong. Because I know if I cussed out a white bitch, I would have got wrote up or fired. But a white bitch could cuss me out, she don't even get wrote up. Fuck his job. If he know how to do his job, he need to do it right. Talking about he'll investigate. I just told you what the fuck happened. Hell, the bitch even said she cussed at me. I think that deserves a write-up, right? I don't give a fuck you've been manager for 14 years. Write the bitch up. You know what I'm saying? And like I told him, just because you've been doing some shit for a long time don't mean you're doing it right. Yeah, and I will tell you your fucking job. Because I don't give a fuck. He was a dumbass motherfucker anyways. In any event, I don't take no shit from people in positions of authority. I damn sure ain't going to take shit from people that's not in a position of authority. That's white. If you black, I might, like, ignore you, right? They keep doing what the fuck I'm doing. But if you, you know what I'm saying? But if you white, don't tell me shit. Especially if you ain't in a position of authority. And if you are, even that goes with a certain level of delegation. Like, if you wrong and you try to tell me shit, I'm gonna tell you to shut the fuck up. And dare you to fight me. Because I'm at an age, like, when you get 30, past the age of 30... most of the people that are in the position of authority are going to be your age or younger. When you get into age, like once you hit 30, if I'm older than you and you my manager, I kind of don't give a fuck about your position. You know what I'm saying? Because you probably suck some dick or kiss some ass to get there. And if you didn't, you don't make enough to say shit. And you inexperienced with life. So shut the fuck up. Anyways, I think I'm going to end this episode because it's like 18 minutes. I'm going to hit y'all with an episode about D-Wade later on tonight. Y'all stick around.